And here is Jim Taylor with our friend, our old Olympic conference buddy, Jeremy Anderson. Congrats to the Bombers on to the Elite Eight.
All right. Long live the Olympic conference. But I want to say your offensive possessions tonight for 32 minutes were really a thing of beautiful basketball. Can you just speak to your players, the seven kids that really played the key minutes tonight, apparently followed the game plan?
We knew that Rock Ridge was really going to key on our inside game, and so we had to run that screen-to-screener action to get counters when they were helping so much on the inside game. And thank goodness our kids that got the shots on those counters knocked them down. That was huge.
And then defensively tonight, what were really the keys for the Bombers tonight to hold this team to 38 points?
We wanted to stay one arm away from Kunico. We didn't want him to get any rhythm threes. We lost him a couple times. Of course, he buries the ones that you lose. And then you got to try to contain Bull, which is really, really hard to do. I'm not sure a whole corral could contain him, right? But then number four, Wheatley, he started to hurt us off the dribble. But you know what really hurts the most is we couldn't get a defensive rebound for the longest time. And that's been our strength. So I think it was because we had to chase so many people around.
All right, so if I said, here's how this week is going to go for you. You say, we got to get down 18, second half, come back, win. All right, we got to get down 7-0 early and fight uphill again. And I know you haven't had a chance probably even to digest Wednesday night. But how do you digest this or assess this week where you go Wednesday, Friday, and let's face it, man, you got to turn around and play Monday. And I always tell people that's the beauty and the agony of postseason play, right? Because you can't smell the roses until the season's over. And you've played some absolutely wonderful games.
What do the big timers say? They sleep in May or whatever? That's the mentality you have to have, is you have to just get ready for the next thing. Like tonight, we're going to go home. We're going to call people, figure out what we can get, what we can study. You know, I'll probably give our guys tomorrow off because they're exhausted. Get back in maybe Sunday afternoon and prepare to go play on Monday.
All right. So I can't remember how many years ago it was, but you had a physical issue and you missed coaching. I think it was a game in Aledo where you couldn't coach. I can't remember what it was. But does it – because I think that's a great story. People don't realize how difficult coaching can be, right? Can wear and tear on you. Are you, like, reflective on these type of moments to say, I'm not going to take this stuff for granted because I didn't know if I was maybe going to come back and coach, and now I'm sitting here playing this game on Wednesday night and this game on Friday night, and we're going to play Monday.
Right, and it's a lot of fun, you know, but we had people that we could trust, you know, Brock Boehner, Brian Langworthy. When that situation happened, they did a great job. They handled everything. They coached the team. They won the regional. They made it to the sectional finals, and I was in the hospital. And so I was just so thankful for them, the work that they put in, and the willingness for them to be loyal to the whole program. We were very fortunate also that we had a veteran group of guys on the team that year that were very mature, and they understood what had happened, and they kept playing for their own good. They did a really great job. Personally, it's just you don't take anything for granted, right? You soak in all of this. Like, I was sitting down over there on the bench, and my mom comes out of the bleachers. She's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I said, nothing's wrong. I'm soaking all this in right now.
Amen, brother. And that's what I want to kind of end our conversation with. You know, if you say define interscholastic athletics, and you can say, well, this Friday night, Macomb played Rock Ridge for a sectional title, and when we scored a basket, there was this roar of the crowd, and when they scored a basket, there was this roar of the crowd, and I can feel my heart beating out of my chest. Can you describe that or tell us what that feeling's like?
Absolutely. That's part of the reason why I'm in this profession. See, I was really, really fortunate. I had a brother that was 5 years older than me at Avon. So he was a freshman, goes out for basketball. Coach Casper has a team that's unbelievable, loses two games the entire season. We get to go to all the games because Chad's on the freshman team. And so then now we're watching the varsity with Todd Lester, and they're making all sorts of runs, and they go all the way to the sectional finals. You know, and I was sold right then, right? Just to the feeling of being in that environment.
And I was going to end. I remember, you know, when you say, what can I do when I coach student athletes, young men? Well, I can try and guide them, and I got to love them.
Oh,
I got to discipline them. I remember it was 1 year you were playing in Aledo, and one of your top players couldn't play that night, and that was Deion Doyle.
Sure.
But he has come through and is a great young man, it looks like, and he's learned from his early mistakes. You got to be really pleased for them because that kid had a week.
Just really, really proud of him. Now he can keep his poise. He's a leader of the team now, from opposed of having to sit out and not being able to participate, now all the way to a leader of the team. Just really, really proud of him, and I hope that with this success, maybe he's getting a little more attention, that someone will give him a chance to keep doing that next year.
Oh, so that's what teaching and coaching is about, not necessarily winning, but developing young men.
What's going to be his best situation moving forward? You know, what can we help him do? Hopefully this is helping.
All right. So I'm kind of mad at you that you beat the Rockets, but I'll be rooting for you Monday night at Springfield. Really happy for you and the Bombers.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Ty, back to you.